朋友，欢迎在活在耶稣里福音网站收听福乐人生讲坛。接下来为你播出吴继阳牧师的讲道信息。愿神仆人的教导能帮助你更好地学习圣经真理，坚定信心来跟随主耶稣。
今天我们要从雅各书第一章的下半段来看我们要做的事。
We'll see what we can do from Book of James.
这个世界需要有人去传讲神的真理，而且把它实行出来。
Someone in this world needs to spread the truth of God and practice it.
首先我们复习一下上个主日我们所学的功课。
First, let's review the lessons we learned last Sunday.
试炼是要我们得生命。
The trials are for us to get lives.
神不受试探，也不试探人。
God is neither tempted nor tempting.
人的失败在容罪的滋长。
Our failure are nurturing our sins.
神所做的全都是美善的。
God is all good.
神用真理使我们成圣。
And the truth of the Lord made us holy.
受过试炼之后才能够荣耀神。
We can glorify God only after we are after trials.
所以我们的结论是神的本意是好的。
So conclusion, the original intention of God is good.
今天我们读的19到27节大致可以分成两个段落。
And the verses today can be divided in two parts.
前面到19到25节讲到我们行道的必要。
19 to 25 talk about necessary to practice the words.
行道，他建议我们可以从控制自己的怒气开始。
We recommend you start by controlling your anger.
我们来一同读第19、20节，请。我亲爱的弟兄们，这是你们所知道的，但你们个人要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒，因为人的怒气并不成就神的意。与人沟通是我们生活当中必有的环节。
It's necessary for us to communicate with others.
往往沟通不良就产生怒气。
Bad communication will result in anger.
这里告诉我们与人沟通有三个基本的原则。
And here I talk about three principles of communication.
第一就是要快快的听。
First, be quick to listen.
这是一个用温柔的心把你的耳朵借给别人。
So to lend your ears to others with a gentle heart.
有效的沟通第一步就是要能够听对方的话。
To listen is the first step of effective communication.
不但要听说出来的话，也要能够听那没说出来的话。
Not only the words, but also the words that are unspoken.
第二就是要慢慢的说。
Also, second step, slow to speak.
我们要有一个忍耐的心。
We need to be patient.
常常话没有说完，我们就想要开口。
Often we will start to talk even before the other finishes.
其实言多必失，让你要说的话在你的脑海中稍微停留一下。
Actually think about it, because the faster you say, the easier it's to make mistakes.
我本性是一个不耐烦的人。
I was impatient.
所以往往我等不及对方就插嘴。
So often I will speak before the other finishes.
因此没有人喜欢坐在我旁边。
So nobody likes to sit around me.
你们看到牧师坐哪里，旁边都无人的。
You see empty spot around me.
第三，怒气是没有用的。
Third, it's useless to be angry.
因为人的怒气不能够成就神的意。
Because our anger doesn't bring the righteousness life.
我们发怒会把事情越搞越坏。
The anger will just make things worse.
然后就使神的旨意变得不清楚。
And make the principle of God unclear.
有的时候主日要开始聚会，那么大家还在那里讲话，像菜市场一样。
Sometimes we still talk before the worshiping, just like a market.
我心里面会急，有的时候甚至会有怒气，说怎么还不安静自己的心来敬拜神呢？
I would get impatient and angry. Why you don't prepare heart?
有的时候我会上台跟大家讲严肃的话，请大家预备。
Sometimes I will speak harsh words so that you can prepare.
大家安静了，可是心里面却有那么一点疙瘩。
Also, you be silent. You have something in your heart.
其实我想呢，其实大家也不是故意要聊天嘛，就是互相问安一下而已。
Actually, I was thinking you are not chatting on purpose, just greeting each other.
何必生气呢
？Why should I be angry?
哦，以后你们在聚会前讲话，我也不管你们了
啊。So in the future, I will leave you alone.
怒气是可以控制的。
We can control our anger.
那么这里呢有七个对付新冠病毒的步骤。我们可以用来对付我们的怒气。
Seven steps that we can use to deal with the coronavirus as well as with our anger.
第一，预防。
First, the prevention.
就是尽量保持身心灵的愉快。
To keep the joyful, peaceful heart.
靠耶和华而喜乐，这是我们的力量。
Be joyful in the Lord, it's our strength.
所以你有一个健康的心理环境，你就可以减少许多心理病毒的攻击。
So we reduce the attack strength for psychological virus if you have a healthy psychological environment.
第二个就是接触，我们与人相处的时刻。
Second, contact.
如果跟别人产生了问题，我们就要就事论事。
We should keep the troubles to trouble itself.
好比你进到人多的地方啊，要跟对方谈话的时候。
Like you enter crowd and you start to talk to people.
那我们现在就是你该讲什么说什么做什么，你就赶快讲完，说完就走了。
So just finish what you say and leave.
因为神的话说，若再多说，就是出于什么恶者。
Because Lord says anything beyond this comes from the evil one.
所以尽量少接触。等一下，你们也不要跟我握手了
哈。So try to keep the contact to minimal.
第三就是隔离。
Third, isolation.
产生冲突有效的办法就是离开现场。
It's effective to leave the situation when we have quarrels.
但你不要走得太远了哈。
But don't leave too far away.
有人一生气就开车出去啊，就不回来了，搞了好久。
So someone may just drive away and never come back for a long time.
隔离并不一定要你搬到医院去住的。
Isolation doesn't mean you need to live in the hospital.
在你的家里面你也可以自我隔离的。
You can isolate yourself in your home.
因为还没那么严重。
It's not so serious yet.
就是你要避开风头，冷静下来。
Just try to calm down.
啊。第四，要确诊，就是检查问题的症结。
False diagnosis.
安静下来想一想，为什么我们要争吵。
Think about why we quarrel.
事情的背后有没有潜在的原因
？What's the underlying reason？
我们可以找出真正的问题来。
We can find the real problem。
我们自己都认为自己对，但是我们来到神面前，就让神衡量我们的心。
We all think we are correct, but we need to measure by Lord。
第五，我们要接受治疗。
False treatment。
来借着祷告，把可以解决。问题都方法列出来。
With prayers, we can list the ways we can solve the problem.
这个我们有的时候看不见，所以我们要祷告。
Sometimes we cannot see it.
当我们求告神的时候，说神啊，求你医治我。神的应许是你便痊愈。
When we pray to the Lord to heal us, the promise of Lord that we'll be healed.
第六步，我们需要有修养。
Six, we need to rest.
就是你静思自己的过错跟对方的需求。
So think about what you are wrong with and what need others is.
这个滤过性病毒它是一个半生物，意思就是不能够被杀死的。
The coronavirus cannot be killed completely.
它只能够被控制住。
It can only be controlled.
不要让它去影响其他的细胞或借着细胞复制。
So that it will not be able to reproduce its other cells.
所以只有一个办法，就是修养，让你身体里面的免疫系统强固起来。
So resting is the only way so that our immune system can be strong.
那就是说，我们发怒之后，我们应当安静修养，静思自己的过错。
After we get angry, we need to think what went wrong.
同时，我们想一想，对方如果我是对方，我为什么会这样做
？And think about why the others will do that.
那么，能够宽恕别人的过失，便是自己的荣耀。
So, if we can forgive the others of sins, then it's our glory.
最后，复健，那意思就是回到自己的岗位上。
And the last rehabilitation coming back to our spots.
我们尽量要与对方和好，来修补两个人之间的关系。
We need to repair the relation with others.
最好的办法还是彻底的认错。
The best way is to just repent.
请对方原谅。
Asking for forgiveness.
因为我们已经发怒了，那就是有错。
Because we have got ourselves in the angry situation, that's our fault.
当然有的时候怒气发作不是那样的单纯。
Sometimes anger is not that simple.
有许许多多的因素。
There are many factors.
所以有人说呢，怒气只是看见外面的表象，好像冰山显在水上面的那一部分。
So someone says anger is the tip of the iceberg.
但是怒气的根由好像冰山的底层，是非常巨大的痛苦。
But pain is the lying bottom.
那个包括了罪疚感、工作的压力、经济的压力
including guilty stress from family and work，
也可能是身体的健康受到委屈、惧怕
so maybe we are mistreated or we have a bad situation with our house，
或者是原生家庭的问题，还有自己身体可能太疲倦、内分泌的失调等等许多的因素
maybe it's our family or we're just too tired。
那么发怒不过是一个没有去对付内在痛苦的表现。
Anger is a habitation that we haven't dealt with our inner pain.
因为对在这种内部痛苦呢，其实是很难的一件事情，我们就寻找一个发怒来容易的解决。
Because it's more challenging to deal with inner pain, we solve the resolution of anger, which is easier.
所以只有一个办法，按照我们刚才所讲的那七个步骤，来到神的面前求他的帮助。
So the seven step procedure which talk about the only way we can deal with anger.
神给我们他的话。
Lord gave us His word.
为的就是要医治我们。
To heal us.
所以我们肯领受神的话，我们会得到医治。
So by receiving His word, we will be healed.
我们再读第二十一节，请。所以你们要脱去一切的污秽和盈余的邪恶，存温柔的心领受那所栽种的道，就是能救你们的灵魂的道。在我们心中都隐藏了许多负面的东西。
Within us hidden many negative aspects.
那一些东西其实是要慢慢挖出来，把它换掉，用神的话来代替。
Those need to be dug out and replaced with the words of the Lord.
所谓心意更新，就是我们要对付自己错误的思想。
So that's called renew ourselves.
你们看那个农夫耕地，第一步就是要把土翻起来。
As you see the farmer when they plant,
他不是把它翻松了土而已，而是要让下沉的这一些土壤可以暴露在阳光、雨水跟空气当中，让它洁净。
First step is to expose the deeper earth to sun and water so that it be clean.
所以我们需要去检查我们自己内部的这一些问题。
So we need to examine our inner problems.
好像有一些错误的话，那些思想在我们里面。
Like the wrong words and thoughts within us.
啊，比如说认错是一件丢脸的事情，所以我尽量不做。
For example, it's a humiliating to confess I'm wrong, so I will not do that.
还有，我只要敷衍一下，现在能够避过去就算了。
And I just need to deal with the situation temporarily so that I can avoid it.
还有，我看我是快要得癌症了。
Seems I'm getting cancer.
这些都是负面的思想，我们要把它挖出来。
We need to dig out these negative thoughts.
然后我们用神的话去代替它。
And replace them with the word of the God.
神的话说，那靠着加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
So the God tells us, with the strength given to us, we can do everything.
应当一无挂虑，把神所赐出人意外的平安，必在耶稣基督里能够保守你们的心怀意念。
And we need worry nothing because the peace from Jesus will bless us.
我们应当先求神的国和神的义，那我们所需要的，神都要加给我们。
We need to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.
用神的话来代替我们里面那些负面的思想。
To replace the negative thoughts with the word of the Lord.
正好像你要种花，你种树，先得要把杂草拔去，把土翻出来，才把种子种下去。
Before you plant flowers, you need to get rid of weeds first.
那我们要用温柔的心去领受神的道，那神的道如种子一样在我们里面就能够成长。
So if you receive the words of the Lord with a gentle heart, then the word will be like seeds growing within us.
但是我们光光听神的道是不够的，我们还要去行道。
However, it's insufficient if we listen to the words. We need to practice them.
我们来念22节到24节，请。只是你们要行道，不要单单听到，自己欺哄自己，因为听到而不行道，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目，看见走后，随即忘了他的相貌如何。以前人用镜子，那个不像今天人的镜子是用玻璃，后面有水银，看得很清楚。
So in the mirrors in old times are not so clear.
以前人用的镜子都是铜的镜子，久了就会生锈的。
Because they are made by bronze and they will get rusty.
所以他们看自己，他看得不清楚，也看不见自己脸上的污秽肮脏。
So they cannot get a clear image of themselves.
那他们以为还是很好，就出去了。这个就是自己欺哄自己。
Thinking they are fine, they went out.
那主耶稣在世上的时候常常责备两等的人，一是法利赛人，一是文士。
And Jesus always criticized the Pharisees and the scholars.
法利赛人就是指着能说不能行的人。
Pharisees are the people who only speak but do not practice.
他们教训人要遵守神的律法，但他们自己却钻律法的漏洞。
They teach people to obey the laws and they find the holes within the laws.
文士就是指着自以为懂圣经的人。
Scholars are those people who think they understand the Bible.
他们很会讲解圣经，但是他们给人是一些错误的解释。
They are good with explaining, but they give the wrong explanation.
或者是那一个有名的教法师说的不是他们自己的体会。
Or just the teaching of the famous teachers.
他们这样做其实是自欺欺人。
They are just deceiving themselves.
如果我们每一个主日到这里来听到，但是我们都不照着去做的话，那我们就是法利赛人，就是文士。
If we only come here to listen to the words of Sunday without practicing, then we will be Pharisees.
好像我们看了那一面生锈的铜镜，看不清楚自己，还觉得自己又白又胖，其实在神的面前我们是贫穷的。
It's like we think we are healthy and strong, but we are poor in front of God.
那我们要行道才能够蒙神的祝福。
So blessing is only through one's deed.
我们来念第25节，请。唯有详细查看那全备使人自由之律法的，并且时常如此，这人既不是听了就忘，乃是实在行出来，就在他所行的事上必然得福。神的祝福多半都是有条件的。
The blessing of the Lord comes with condition.
这里说行真理的得自由。
If you practice the truth, you will be free.
刚才我说我们常常在思想上受到一些束缚，我们自己都不觉得。
We are often constrained without knowing them.
好比我们说，哎呀，要买房子，这是投资，就是要买大房子，将来可以卖更多的钱。
For example, when thinking of buying a house, we thought it's an investment and we will buy the bigger ones.
但这样的思想往往会带给我们很多的不自由。
Such thoughts will bring us unfree.
因为你买了超过你能力所能供应的房子。
Because you buy some house that's beyond your affordability.
所以常常就会哎呀担心如果失去了工作怎么办 mortgage 这么高怎么办生病怎么办
You worry what happens if we lose our jobs.
但如果我们照着神的真理而行量入为出我们就能够过一个简朴的生活。
However, if we follow the truth and live on budget,
那我们就不会困惑那就是自由。
Then we will not be confused and be free.
第二神的祝福是叫我们靠着圣灵得到能力。
Second, God tells us to rely on the Holy Spirit to get ability.
神要我们过一个得胜的生活。
God wants us to live a triumphant life.
圣灵可以给我们心里面有力量照着神的话去做
Holy Spirit can give us a power to live
但我们需要学会去听在我们里面那微小圣灵的声音
But we need to listen to the sound of the Holy Spirit
第三神的祝福使叫我们帮助人反得到帮助
Third, God bless us by helping others
这一个病毒造成了恐慌大家都去争先恐后的买口罩
The virus brought panic and everyone goes for a mouthful mask
在这个同时台湾政府就宣布说不准把口罩卖到大陆去
Meanwhile the government of Taiwan says we will not sell the masks to the mainland
同时的话我们看到日本呢倒是第一个把口罩医用品送到中国的国家
Japan is the first country to send the medical devices to China.
其实呢帮助中国病毒阻止蔓延其实就是怎么样帮助自己少得病毒的影响。
To help China with preventing the spreading of the virus, it helped others.
这个就是行道就在所行的事上得祝福的意思。
That's what helping others so that can be helped means.
我们都记得马太福音第七章主耶稣讲的那两个比喻
I remember the metaphor from the chapter 7 Matthew
一个听了神道去行的人就是把房子盖在什么上磐石上雨淋水冲也不会倒塌
The first one listen and practice the words build the houses on the rock
一个听了神的道却不去行的人就是把房子盖在什么上沙土上雨淋水冲就倒塌倒塌的很大
Well, the second one built a house on the sand and they got crushed
这告诉我们说如果我们听到而不行道我们将来会遇到很大的错误危险
Else we will face great danger if we don't practice what we heard
尤其是等到那个试炼来到的时刻
Particularly when the temptation comes
那刚才我讲说我们要行道可以从控制自己的怒气开始。
And we just talk that we can start by controlling our anger.
那接下去雅各建议我们还有两个行道的例证。
Book James also talked two more examples.
第一个就是可以管束自己的舌头。
First is controlling our tongue.
第二十六节说若有人自以为虔诚请大家一起念。若有人自以为虔诚却不勒住他的舌头反欺哄自己的心这人的虔诚是虚的舌头是我们身体上最容易犯罪的部分
The tongue is the part that gets us into sin most easily
那撒谎是不用花任何代价的
If we lie, we don't pay much
但是你说出去的话就再也收不回来。
However, we cannot take our words back.
我们当中有没有人不撒谎的？请举手。我常问的哈，有没有？请举手。哦，不用举了，算了啊，免得你再撒一次谎。所以舌头我们要控制。
We all lie, so we need to control our tongue.
撒谎是自欺欺人。
Lying is to deceive ourselves.
因为我们说错话。我们故意说错话这撒谎其实自己是知道的
Because we know that we are lying
那上帝也知道撒旦也知道
And the Lord and the evil they both know
有一位牧师他在准备主日的讲章
One pastor was preparing the lecture for Sunday
那么他七岁大的女儿在旁边看着
His 7-year-old daughter was watching
不是我哈，因为我 奉献传道，我女儿已经八岁了，九岁了，不是我。
It's not me, because my daughter was elder.
然后他看到就问爸爸，就爸爸，你怎么知道你要讲什么呢？
The daughter was asking, Dad, how do you know what they are going to talk about?
那爸爸就说，哎呀，乖宝贝啊，他说，上帝告诉我要讲什么。
Darling, the Lord will tell me what to say, said Dad.
啊，我一下女儿看了爸爸，又问。
And later, the daughter asked it again.
如果上帝跟你讲，你怎么写了又擦，写了又擦，写了又擦呢？
Why do you write and erase repeatedly if God tells you what to say?
我们要学习控制自己的舌头。
We need to control our tongues.
以下有七个、十二个、控制自己舌头的方法。
And here are 12 measurements.
当然你们记也记不住、不过能记到两三个也不错。
It's good if you remember some of them.
第一个要培养耐性，就多听少发言。
Firstly, to be patient.
因为传道书第五章二节说，你们在神面前不可以冒失开口，也不可以心急发言。
Because Ecclesiastes tells us, do not be quick with your mouth, or do not be quick, hasty in your heart.
第二，要常思想神要我如何讲。
Second, also think what my Lord wants me to say.
19篇诗篇说，耶和华我的磐石，我的救世主啊，愿我口中的言语，心里的意念，在你面前蒙悦纳。
The Psalm tells us, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your eyes.
第三，先要计算你讲出来这话的后果。
Third, calculate what will cause after you speak.
箴言第十章十九节说，多言多语的难免有错，禁止嘴唇是有智慧。
Some says one word are many sin is not absent.
第四，不要争先发言或是抢别人的白。
First, don't speak too quickly.
刚才我们读过一章十九节，要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
We just read that we need to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and to be angry.
第五就是要重要的回答，你最好等七秒钟再讲。
Fifth, you'd better think about for 7 seconds before answering.
你说为什么要等七秒钟呢
？Why 7 seconds?
因为七秒钟是别人能够等的极限了。
Because 7 seconds is the limit out of the wait.
所以我们箴言十五章第一节告诉我们说，回答柔和，使怒消退。言语暴戾就触动怒气。
Proverbs tells us a gentle answer turns away wrath.
第六，避免容易夸大的话题。
Six, avoid the topics that are easy to be exaggerated.
因为油滑的嘴唇和夸大的舌头，耶和华必要剪除。
Because the flipping lips and the boastful tongue will be cut by the Lord.
一个人舌头被剪掉，我想那不是很愉快的事情。
It's not being pleasing if our tongue is cut.
第七，不讲闲话跟曲解的话。
Seventh, don't talk about deceitful words.
箴言十五章说，温良的舌头是生命树，乖谬的嘴使人心碎。
Proverbs says the tongue that brings healing is a tree of life.But the deceitful tongue crushes spirit.
第八，要承认自己说过的话。
Eighth, we need to confess what I have said.
箴言诗是说，通达人的智慧在乎于明白己道，自己所说的话。
Proverbs says the wisdom of the prudent is to give thought to their ways.
第九，要发现错误就立即的纠正。
Nice, we need to correct ourselves if we find our wrong.
因为久了我们就不想认错了。
Because the longer it takes, the less willing we will correct ourselves.
其实马上认错比较容易，别人也能接受。
Immediate correction is easier for us than for others.
耶利米书第七章三节，万军之耶和华以色列的神如此说，你们改正行动作为，我就使你们在这地方仍然居住。
Bible says, reform your ways and your actions, and I will live in this place.
第十，不要随意就答应别人。
Tenth, don't answer the others in hasty.
箴言第六章说，我儿，你若为朋友作保， 替外人击掌，你就被口中的话语缠住了。
Proverbs says, if you put up security for others, then you are ensnared by your words.
第十一，我们要常常检查自己说话的动机是什么。
Eleventh, we need to examine our motivation.
在路加福音第六章那里说，因为心里所充满的，口里就说出来。
Luke says, we'll speak out what filled in your hearts.
最后，你要诚恳地说造就人的话。
At the last, you need to talk about the words that create others.
以弗所书第四章二十九节说，污秽的话语一句不可出口，要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。
Book Ephesians says we need to make our words be beneficial for the listeners.
哦，如果我们能够学习怎么样子去说诚实的话，我们就能够控制自己的脾气，控制自己的舌头。
If you know how to speak the truth in the right way, then we can control our tongue.
接下去，雅各劝导我们要操练敬虔。
Then the book James tells us to practice our religion.
这比较困难。
It's very difficult.
首先，我们要用善行来证实虔诚。
First, we need to prove our religion with our good deeds.
第二十七节讲到说，在神我们的父面前，那清洁没有玷污的虔诚。就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇，并且保守自己不沾染世俗。什么是真正的虔诚？
What is a pure religion?
啊，我们知道虔诚不是指的穿白衣，戴着金帽。
And not just to wear in white and good hat.
也不是你会把圣经背个滚瓜烂熟。
And not to memorize the Bible.
虔诚乃是活在主耶稣的心意中。
To be religious, living in the will of Lord Jesus.
因为他来到这个世界，第一，他就是要帮助软弱、贫穷者。
Because he came to this world to help the weak and the poor.
所以你我应当看一看，在我们认识的人当中，有没有软弱的、生病的、贫穷的、需要帮助的。
So we need to see who need help among the people we know about.
那个就是神，他要你去付出爱的地方。
That's why you need to put your love.
你可以回去再打开你的橱柜看看有什么东西你可以给别人的。
You can open your cupboard again to see what you can give.
那是敬虔的操练。
That's a religious practice.
第二就是我们不要受这个世俗的污染。
Then we shouldn't be polluted by this world.
因为我们是世上的盐，世上的光。
Because we are the salt and the light.
这个世界就是要把我们的灯熄灭。
The world want to turn us off.
这个世界就是叫我们失去咸味。
So, and to loss of flavor.
那在你工作的地方，你的同事们知不知道你是一个虔诚的基督徒？
Do your colleagues in your workplace think you are religious Christian?
其实敬虔不是你自己决定的，而是别人看到你的行为的时候对你的评价。
You cannot decide whether you're religious or not. It's a remark by others when they see your deeds.
这一次武汉的疫症疫灾，对我们基督徒来讲，我们可以做什么？
So what can a Christian do for the suffering of Wuhan?
昨天有一位弟兄跟我讲说，他父母住的小区发现有人得了病毒，整个小区都被封了。
Yesterday, a brother told us that the neighborhood of his parents.Were isolated due to one case.
我们可以做什么？
What can we do?
我想至少我们有四件事情我们可以做。
At least four things.
就是第一，为在灾疫中的受难者祷告，求神医治他们。
When we can pray for the people suffering from the infection.
也是第二，为中国人的心归向上帝祷告。
We can pray that Chinese heart will turn to God.
上次我们讲到试探也是神容许的试炼。
This time we talk temptation is a trial allowed by God.
为的目的是叫我们能够归向神。
It's the purpose that we can turn to Him.
第三，我们要向未信主的家人传福音。
Third, we can spread the good news to our families who haven't believed yet.
因为这个是最好传福音的时刻。
Because this is the best opportunity.
我们可以把圣经当中神医治跟拯救的话读给他们，写给他们听。
We can read or write to them that God will heal from the Bible.
第四， 我们可以寄给他们安慰的信跟一些实际的帮助。
First, we can send letters, consolation and practical help.
也许你口罩是买不到了，但是你可以寄一点钱回去，就是一点的心意。
Maybe you can get not purchase mask, but you can send back some money.
你另外你也可以用 email, WeChat, 你送一些安慰的话，鼓励的话去。
You can send words of consulting and encouragement.
这过去几天我就写了好几封 email 寄给在武汉的一些弟兄姐妹，鼓励他们。
In the past days, I sent several emails to the brothers and sisters in Wuhan.
那有一位弟兄告诉我说，他的爸爸把家打开，让那些无处可住的武汉人住在家里面。
One brother told me that his dad opened his family so that homeless Wuhan people can live there.
他说他心里有挣扎，一面想跟他爸爸讲说不要这样做，免得传染；另一方面，他觉得他爸爸做的是对的。
He confessed he faced a struggle. On one hand, he wanted his dad not to do that, and on the other hand, he knew that his dad was doing the wrong right thing.
这一些照片是在网上download下来，是那一些武汉教会他们走到弟兄姐妹走到街上去向人传福音，送口罩给对方，给他们福音的单张。
These pictures from internet illustrate how the brothers and sisters in Wuhan spread the gospel while also delivering the masks.
他们是抓住机会传神的福音。
They took this opportunity to spread the gospel.
你我要想一想，在此时此刻，我们救别人等于就是救自己。
We need to both know that at this moment to save others is to save ourselves.
神要我们不要光光听到，而是叫我们去行道。
The Lord want us to listen and also to practice.
因为这是一个需要神拯救跟爱的时刻。
Because this is the moment we need the salvation and the love from God.
不能只讲，我们也要用实际的行动表达出来。
We need to illustrate the love with practical deeds.
行动可以从控制自己的怒气开始。
We can start to practice the words with controlling our anger.
心意更新变化，乃是要用神的话来取代我们里面错误的思想。
Renew yourself is to replace the wrong deeds with the words of the Lord.
不要光光的听到，我们要去行道才能够蒙神的祝福。
Don't only listen to the words, I mean to practice them to be blessed.
舌头是最容易犯罪的，所以我们要避免撒谎，讲不实在夸大的话，以免自己欺哄自己。
Since it's so easy to sin with our tongue, we need to avoid from lying.
真正的敬虔是去帮助软弱穷困者，还要逃避世俗的污染。
The true religion is to help the needed and to get from the pollution of the world.
我对你们的挑战就是你们回去想一想，有什么在这个时刻中你可以做的事情。
And I challenge you to think what you can do at this moment.
在过去再来的这个礼拜中，你心里有感动，你就照着去做吧。
And to do it in the coming week.
到下个礼拜的时候，我希望你能够找到一个弟兄或姐妹，跟他讲过去的这个礼拜上帝感动我，我做了这些事。
So I hope next week can tell brother sister that you have motivated by the Lord to do something.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
父啊，在这一个充满了焦虑，也是让我们感到恐惧的时代里。
Holy Father, at a time full of anxiety and fear,
让我们帮助我们，让我们接受圣灵微小的声音，看看我们有什么该做的，该改正的。
Help us to hear the little voice, Holy Spirit, to see how we can correct ourselves.
让我们有一个乐意遵守你话语的心。
Give us a willing heart to obey your words.
做一个行道的人。
So that we can be a doer.
也帮助我们，让我们能够传扬福音。
Also help us to spread your words.
心中思念我们的亲人，也要走出这一步来帮助他们。
Thinking of our family members, we need to step out to help them.
请听我们的祷告。
Please listen to our praying.
奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。